Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and today I would like to talk about the topic of should you file bankruptcy before you get married or after you get married? And the answer to this question is, in the most simplest form, is the same as the answer is to every legal question. It depends. It depends on a lot of factors. So, let's go ahead and dive into our topic here. We usually get this question a lot during the summer. That's when love is in the air, and people are asking the question, oh my gosh, I'm about to get married. I got this wonderful new person coming into my life, and I don't want them to be strapped down with my debt and all of my past history. So should I file and go ahead and get this stuff knocked out before I get married? And in most situations, the answer is yes, but it's going to depend. There are some very important questions that we need to sit down and go over and ask ourselves before we make this decision. And number one is going to be, how does the bankruptcy means test look before you get married? And so if you are a person who has income that's less than a person with your average family size, most likely it's going to be best if you just go ahead and file beforehand. You know, you're getting married, you're starting a new life, you're wanting to get a fresh start, and as a general rule, I think it's a good idea to go ahead and get all this stuff from your past wiped out, get your fresh start, start your new marriage on a good footing, and go from there. Now, every now and then, we'll get somebody who they really want to file Chapter 7, and we look at the situation, and they just can't. They make too much money, and you know, again, they're in the same situation. They're really wanting to get a new start here. They're about to take on a spouse. Maybe this spouse has some children and some new expenses, and they're really wanting to get this new start with the Chapter 7. There are some situations where, you know, if you're marrying a spouse who maybe your new spouse is not working, and if they've got dependents, this may help your means test score. And so maybe it might make sense to wait until after you get married. Let's go through some other examples. Let's say Susie Q was in a serious car accident and nobody thought that she could recover. However, let's say the grown-up boy next door comes to visit Susie in the hospital and the two fall in love. Dun dun dun! Her spirits are lifted and she miraculously has a complete recovery. While she was recovering, Susie Q accumulated a massive amount of medical debt and her health insurance refused to cover. Dashing Mr. Grown-Up Boy next door has super high income. As a consequence, she decides to file bankruptcy before the wedding and then lives happily ever after. I love happy endings. I'm serious about that. I love it. And we hope to help all of our clients have a happy case with a happy ending. But in contrast, you know, like I said before, if you're going to marry somebody who makes zero income, maybe it might make sense to wait until after the wedding. If you're slightly over the median income, this marriage may make the case possible. And the reason is the more dependents you have and the higher income you can make and still qualify for a Chapter 7. So, for example, let's say dashing Mr. Grown-Up Boy next door needed to file Chapter 7 but was barely over median income. Assuming that Susie Q has zero income, it might be a good idea for them to wait until after they get married. Also, since Susie Q has so many medical bills, it might be better to wait so they can just go ahead and file together. Again, to really know how these questions affect your specific case and your specific situation, you really need to take advantage of a free consultation. Call my office and let's sit down and let's review the entire situation and let's do what's best for you. But don't just listen to a podcast or read something on the internet and think, hey, this is how the law applies to me. You got to meet with a bankruptcy attorney. Nothing in this podcast or anything I write on my website should ever be construed as legal advice. If you want free legal advice, give me a call and we'll talk. 706-295-0030. Thank you for listening.